Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, y'all. It's Watt Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. It's a Friday, right before the weekend, and, as the weekend is about to kick off, we get some great news. Some more awesome Pitt basketball news. One of Pitt's recruits, key recruit, Aaron Thompson, gets released out of his letter of intent as he is leaving the program for family reasons, supposedly. Well, last time a player left Pitt for family reasons, or to be close to family, he ended up going to Indiana. And that was Josh Newkirk. And Newkirk was a North Carolina native. So, Indiana, North Carolina. Unless he's taking some sort of bullet train, it's not really close. It seemed to make sense because he had the hairline fracture. And you figure, I'd be close to home, recovery. Ends up in Indiana. But as the basketball turns, as we call it, with the soap opera of, Pitt basketball, Pitt's with his minus an assistant coach, as, Jeremy Bauer left to go to VCU, but we have not hired his replacement yet. Who knows, we already might have. It's just not being announced. Excuse me. We have that, and plus we're in line for some transfers. We're recruiting some, and who knows? Given Pitt's luck, those guys probably don't end up at Pitt. So, which leads me to my next point. My current hot take that it's probably time for Pitt to pull the plug on Kevin Stallings. Not this season, but probably after this season, when Pitt probably wins 5 games and further alienates the fan base for what's left of it, because the fan base wasn't all that overwhelmed the last few years under Dixon. I mean, Pitt still won games, but it just wasn't, the energy wasn't the same. So you killed even more by bringing Kevin Stallings, who I wasn't crazy about the hire. I hated it, but I was willing to give him a chance and prove me wrong. But I think really it's too late for that now. Right now, he should be probably talking to his agent or calling Scott Barnes. See what Scott has. Scott has the opportunities for him, because he'll be without a job soon. But given Pitt's luck, he'll land some transfers. We'll go to the tournament and all be hunky dory. But right now, I mean, it's bad, real bad. I can understand Cam Johnson leaving. That was beyond Stallings. Had nothing to do with him. Justice Kithcart had this miss him. He ends up at Old Dominion, which is not a bad basketball program. And the other guys that left, there really hasn't been that much interest for them as well. Not to mention they lost a recruit due to academic issues, supposedly. And I figure Pitt had a uphill battle with him to get him eligible, but according to their camp, Troy Simons, according to his camp, that wasn't the case. He was recruited not by Stallings, but another staff person, and there was a breakdown in communication. So it's hard to believe which either one. I mean, I would not like to see Pitts, lie and say it was academics. Just come out and say, hey, we really didn't want him here, so that's why we let him go. Just say we're moving on. But that wasn't the case. But, right now, I think the only good news you can say about this is the pick goes, 5-25 or 5-28. It can further expedite a new, a change in basketball program again. Another new hire. Hopefully a better hire. Because this one is really bad on the surface. And like I said, the fan base wasn't all that overwhelmed last few years. And pretty much this hiring further killed it. And of course, with the transfers, made it even worse. Plus the basketball season. They had a losing season. So yeah, it just made things a lot worse. So, and this even drives the stake even further. So, I really don't see Kevin Stallings being able to succeed here for obvious reasons. I just think the climate for him just isn't good. So, Heather Lyke says we have to support him, but he's not going to get a lot of support right now. He doesn't have there's not a lot of people that like him right now. Aside from the fact that he, he yells and curses at his players. And, of course, in today's age of sensitivity, people don't like that. God forbid somebody yells at you and cusses at you. Coaches do that, and he's not the only one. You saw it during the NCAA tournament, other coaches, and hey, they're in a tournament. But right now, if I'm Pitt, at least the Pitt AD, I'm probably monitoring this a lot more close. Probably making some phone calls, talking to some people, throwing some text messages around. Say, hey, we may have an opening after this year. So, you hope they're proactive. But, like I said, I wasn't crazy about the hire, but I was willing to give them a chance. But right now, given how things are going, I just don't think the climate is there for him to succeed. Because he's got a lot of people pissed off at him right now. And you got the other crowd, the I told you so crowd. Because, one guy left. But that person left. He went on his own. Pip was good to him. He left. And they botched it. Unfortunately, they botched the hire. Scott Barnes hired his buddy and gave him a nice buyout, too. And that's another thing. His buyout's pretty high, so no matter what, you're going to have to pay him. But if the program's going to be a shit show for the next few years, you're better off just cutting your losses and giving him his money and tell him to get out. Get out and don't come back anymore. Which you hope that's the case, but we'll have to see. Because I'm not confident that they're going to bring any good transfers, because they would have brought them in by now. It's just they're praying to going really short or having them go or just bringing in warm bodies. So, like I said, it stinks right now, and it's time to pull the plug. You know, hopefully, if I'm Stallings, I'm probably talking to Scott Barnes or calling my agent, because, yeah, it's bad. So, oh well. Out of pit. Bye, guys.